Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic, a black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. Again, a very different perspective on shit that you hear every day on the news. Hey, you know what? Before I introduce my cast or have my cast say hello, a very interesting thing happened this week. I got an email or a message from some family in Patterson. So our podcast is catching on. But the bad part is my mom's be listening to the podcast. So I'm going to have to limit my gratuitous use of the F word. So, mom gonna be calling me to my baby. What'd you say, OG?
All praise to mother.
Yeah, okay, man, okay. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to pick up a book and read and get me another word to replace that. Hey, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing this evening?
Hey,
good evening.
What up?
Hey. Everybody good?
Doing well.
All right.
Yeah.
A little chilly down here, but okay.
Oh, it's snowing in Ohio. Yeah, it's snowing. We got snow. Yeah.
As Eastern Air, I used to say back in the day, come on down.
Oh, trust me, that's where I would like to be. Hey, but listen. What's this? I got to start the show off with an inquisitive question tonight. Now, before I ask this question, my cast has already told me, yo, co-producer, don't lead with that, man. But they have already told me don't lead with this. But here we go. Here we go. Why is it that with all the vaccine that's being shipped out, injections aren't being given. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I'm trying to get to the point where, or get to a point where I tell everybody that they're hijacking vaccine, and they say that the rich are stockpiling it. Now, I got to ask the question, if somebody help me understand, what the hell are you going to do with all the vaccine? I mean, once you get it, you know what I'm saying? Once you get your shot, where are we going with this?
Right.
That just goes to prove that what is being told that you read somewhere, brother, is inaccurate.
The real
situation is, first of all, our president told us, and I'm not sure the exact numbers, but our president told us we had like 600 million vials. Come to find out, we only got 40 million vials.
Yeah. Right.
And then
right,
what happens is they got the vials in there and they're passing them out, but they don't have enough money and people to give the people the shots.
Okay. Correct. So that's where So that's where Biden Harris coming in saying they're going to like inject
right.
money. And okay. All right. But listen, but I hear what you're saying. But listen to what I'm saying, though, just for a minute. They tell me that vaccine is stolen from a Florida State hospital. Wait, let me finish, man. Let me finish before you try to mute the co-producer. It's missing in Wisconsin. So, but I'm just simply saying it sounds logical to me that people be stealing this or hoarding this. That's
without
the kind of nation I think we live in. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Without a doubt. I don't think they're hoarding it. I think somebody done found them a hustle. You know what I mean?
There you
go. For the rich people that can afford it, yeah, I'll hook you up. Yeah, is that happening? Yeah, but not as a whole. You got your little isolated places where somebody is just, you know, it's a Trumper, and so he doing what he do. So, yes, that's possible. That's feasible.
All right. Okay. Because I'm just saying, you know, things is coming up missing. And it's coming up on a little larger scale than you make it sound, Brother Messenger.
Well,
they're coming up a little. Well, look at this.
Now, I'm surprised at you guys. Because you see right into Trump's madness. Everything is a damn conspiracy.
No, wait.
It's shameful.
No, this ain't. Wait a minute. This is not a conspiracy. This is a hustle. But as with everything else, the government or somebody is hustling this, man.
Right.
No, this ain't no conspiracy. Well,
that assumes that you're right.
Okay.
I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm not that much of a pessimist.
Listen, all I'm saying is there's nothing about that that sounds different from some of the other shit. We do in the name of free enterprise. That's all I'm
saying. You know, you got brothers that, and I'm just saying, but you got people at Home Depot take screws home and sell them for 10, 15 cents a screw. They got their little hustle.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Well, you had to say Home Depot, man.
Well, you know, No, I was just using that as an example of how people are going to get their hustle on, regardless. I was just using that as an example. I don't know of anyone that's done such
If there's a need for any,
that's right,
any commodity, people will find a way to make sure they maximize the profit. And remember, right now, that COVID shot is free. But you know what, though? And check this out. People with money, even though it's free, or although it's a free shot, people that got that kind of money, they'd rather go to their private physician and pay $5,000 to get it done, to get that shot. Because that's
right,
the money. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
You could go. You could go get it free, but if I go get it free, I'm gonna lose some of that status I got. So you know what? Yeah, I'll just give the doctor $5,000, and you give me both doses. So again, I started to show up. Okay, I want some people over because I told you they're still in the vaccine. So. I want to stay on the vaccine, but it's just hard. When 45 still running around, man. Why don't he go sit down, man? I think that he gonna fool enough people to get a little commotion going, but I gotta tell you, I don't think that it's going to be something that the National Guard really gotta rotate those selector levers from safe to semi on. I don't think it's gonna get to that. I don't think so.
No, because now they got somebody
crazy.
Against
ain't
them.
That damn crazy?
Yeah, it's easy to talk tough when you the one with the gun, but now other people got guns too. You ain't gonna talk
Thank
as loud.
Thank you.
And again, that's what I believe. But again, there's going to be some small pockets. Some small pockets is different at different state capitals. Where they expect armed violence. Well, now let me just say,
I have a different look on it. I think with the announcement of the arrests and all that and charges of people so far from that it's going to put a little. I'm going to think twice about going out there.
Do I want to go
through that aggravation?
And you know what? I'm going to get back to what I was talking about in a second. But just from the news footage, the FBI film, people will be going to jail or getting arrested for about the next 6-7 years behind the shit that happened.
Right about that.
Huh? You watch this. You go come up on somebody's camera for running a red light, and oh shit. There he go, and they go pop your ass. Because if you was at the Capitol takeover, that's gonna be with you for a while. And I know people who had this fed time behind some federal indictments where the feds been watching their ass for years.
Mm.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So when they come in and ask you, hey, so you bought the bottle of beer at 8 o'clock, right? You just might as well stop. You just might as well stop and say, look, what's the plea deal? What's the plea deal? When they start giving you little small intricate shit that there's no way they couldn't know, you just stop and say, yeah, okay, what's the deal? Wow, okay.
Wow.
Somebody got a parrot?
No, that was my phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, welcome.
Text message.
Oh, all right. You always got shit going on during the show, bro.
I ain't doing nothing. I'm sitting here very relaxed. Don't make me go MC Calvin on you.
I'm just saying, why you just can't gently ease into the show like everybody else? You got to
because just
bodies,
before
man.
We went on, you asked me, was I on the air? And then I'm sitting here thinking, yo, you the one that clicked me on, right? I called you and you clicked me in, right?
No, I did.
Okay, that's all right.
You didn't.
I did.
No.
Oh, okay.
Your other brother did.
Your own question.
Okay, we good. Thank you.
Now go away because you're starting to piss me the fuck off.
Thank you. Uh-uh. Thank you for making that clear. I told you, mommy, listen to the show. But anyway.
That's a funkin'.
Oh, you stupid nigga. You know mama gonna play this back.
Yeah, I said fucking. Hello.
Okay.
It's just like, it's like
you convince yourself you said funkin', all right?
I know I said funkin'. Hey, and if she can figure out how to rewind that, hey, she can get an Oscar.
She can get an Oscar. Hey, I'm gonna have to start editing these shows, man, because I can't have my mama know I talk like that, man. Even though she probably know, I don't want to hear it. Watch it. Unless we get picked up with a sponsor, then watch this. If the show get picked up with a sponsor, I'll explain that fucking shit to her, man.
But I do believe if you start everything off with
what?
If you start it off with this line, giving honor to God, then
then I'll
be
all right.
Say whatever you want to say.
Hey, brother messenger, that's like some old shit we do in the military, right? Yo, sir, with all due respect, if you starting it off the sentence with all due respect, I can talk about your mama, and you better not get mad because I said it with all due respect. Huh? Yeah, that's how that used to be. Hey, but let's get here. 45 just signed an executive order protecting law enforcement officers, judges, prosecutors, and their family.
From what?
I don't know. Huh? He just signed an executive order protecting them?
Yeah, what are you protecting them from?
Right.
From
his
violence
people?
And shit.
His people?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
That's all right. Thursday morning, it'll be rescinded.
Yeah. Actually, Wednesday afternoon.
Right.
Listen, I don't understand him. Like I said, you can't sick the dogs on people, then get mad at the dog for barking or for biting. you know what I'm saying? The dog was sitting here chilling, and you said sick him. Now, once they heard those words, they went after that ass, man. And now he want to put rules in effect that's going to stop the people from doing what it is he want them to do. All right. This is going to be interesting, man. I mean, What's going to be interesting is once he get his ass out of office. But I don't know what moves is going to play out. I'm still smart money in my pocket tells me I'm taking odds 3-1 that he go, once he gets off Marine One, that helicopter that takes him out the White House, if he's there, once he gets off that, he going to get into some Donald Trump airmobile, whether it be his helicopter or his jet. And that's going to be the last time we see Donald Trump. That's what I believe.
Actually, he's leaving before I let go down. He's not even going to attend that.
Yeah, he don't want to leave in the helicopter. He want to leave in Air Force One. So he going down Mar-a-Lago early that morning while he's still president. They got a real winner up in there for the last 4 years.
Wow.
They don't even know. They act like they don't even know.
And don't get me wrong. I understand. Watch this. God, do I understand losing an election? And my shit, wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? My little shit wasn't even on the scale when you look at President of the United States. So I know he butthurt. But come on, man. And you, watch this. We're making it so bad. Even though, or although, I would never vote for him. He had a mad following of people behind him. He could have went to jail for 4 years and came back like the, you know, Trump 2.0 or some shit. But nah, he couldn't do that. But
he couldn't.
Because once he's out of office, now, but again, he probably still just as dangerous because what he knows, because he got to know something. He got to know something about these congressmen, man, because you just don't follow bullshit like that. I mean, like, blindly. So
blind. They're following behind him because these crazy people follow him behind him. So if they people follow him behind him, they ain't got no choice. Most of them don't want to, but he got 71 million people to vote for him, man.
If you want to stay in office, you got to go along with this shit.
You need Twitter for each congressman that ran for office. They need about 15 to 20 of them million votes that he got. And if they piss him off, he ain't going to get them votes, and they don't stand a chance. That's why they won't let him go, even to this day, because he still got 71% of 71 million people following him.
Well, now you said yourself, as that number probably was inflated.
Say that again.
I thought you said the voting machines was rigged, but rigged in his favor. So he didn't get that many votes for real.
But he didn't get that many votes for real, but they don't know that.
Nah, it's just some. Well, I mean, it's just some nonsense to me because I do. I still say he's just going to leave and he's going to be gone. And every once in a while, he goes send back one of the top secrets that only presidents know just to let us know, I ain't forgot about you motherfuckers, man. Oh, shit.
actually, he's putting people in certain places that Biden just can't come in and get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? They got to fuck up, you know, something like that for Biden.
They don't. Yeah, I'm still here.
They trying to decide whether they should, after he leaves office, because normally after the president leaves office, he still gets a security briefing. They trying to decide now when he leaves office, they going to let him get one.
Oh, I thought you were going to say pat him down.
No, man. I mean, I was just, you don't get shit, man. You just done. Because I already, look here, you still mad. What's it? Now, think about the sense of that. I know you still mad. You still upset. But now I'm going to tell you some more top secret shit as you leave. Why don't I just give you a blank check and tell you write $1 trillion on it? No, I'm through with you, man. You done. There's nothing else that this nation is going to do that you need to be aware of. Nothing.
Well, Congress got to make that plain and clear, because if not, he's entitled to $1 million just on travel and staff personnel, not to mention his pension and Secret Service. He's entitled to that. As messed up as he was, he's still entitled to that.
Well, now, once again,
that's what the impeachment is all about.
Right. Well, and I think that once he's out of office, I think that the vote is going to come back overwhelmingly to take all that shit from him. I do.
No, I don't. Because you still got some crazy Republicans in there that's behind him because they know they need that base.
Listen. That base is done, man. I think when he stormed the Capitol, once again, you still got the diehards. The diehards are always going to be there. But I think a lot of people, a lot of support he lost, and even those diehards are saying, yo, watch this. Even most of those people who stormed the Capitol, watch this. They got caught up in some shit. They were those folks that were there to get into some shit. But everybody else, you know how you be at a mob, a rally or some shit?
Yeah, you just get hyped. You get hyped,
boom,
and you follow the crowd. Because
look at how organized, when they was walking through the Capitol, everybody was staying in the ropes. You had one or two knuckleheads, but that ain't no mobs. They was, I don't know, man, that was just some chilling shit. Because everything about that, before they did all these damn investigations that they talk about, everything about that told me that everybody on the inside was well aware of what was going to happen, and that was their decision to let it happen. And I can't lose that. I can't lose sight of that, man.
Not everybody. A few of them. Not everybody.
No, well, not everybody. I mean, enough that it matters. Enough that high enough on the ladder,
right,
that you could give a command to the police chief, and he better follow it. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
But you got to remember, for the past, month, he'd been telling people what was going to happen, what they was going to do.
Well,
and people, it's been chatter on these sites and stuff.
But you know what, though? Watch this. See, now, don't get me wrong. CIA, FBI, you know, all I know is this. When you hear that shit coming from President of the United States, sure you hear it. An afterthought tells you that's just like R. Kelly singing his music. You know what I'm saying? Afterthought. But when the president starts that insightful shit, it ain't really registering in nobody's head that that's what he going to have these people do. I'm sorry. Not a president.
No. But see,
it's not registering in their head.
If you talk it, you got some crazy people out there that would listen to that language and they will act upon it.
Well, go ahead.
So you don't think that what he was saying, people didn't know that that's what the people was going to do? You don't think that was the case?
No. What I'm saying is, I don't know. What I'm saying is, for FBI, CIA, people who work intelligence like that, when you hear that shit coming from the president, I'm saying even though you hear it, it's hard to process. That ain't the president saying take over the Capitol, is it? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
This is the thing here. That what they did was that Milwaukee, when they stormed the state capitol with their guns and stuff,
right?
That emboldened them to try this too. Let's go here. Hey, we ain't nothing happened to us there. Let's try it here. Once you get there and the crowd get hyped, you'll do anything. That's like being at a concert. And you all hype, you know, the music all loud, and you all hype and shit. That artist can tell you to pull your pants down. You probably would.
All depends on what kind of concert it was. Yeah, that we have to.
I'm saying, and who's the singer?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If the people on stage and they got a line, they pull your pants down. Nah, I'm gonna hold off on that.
Nah, there you go.
I'm gonna be like, nah, I'm gonna hold off on that one, man. But hey,
I'm saying that because it's like, you know, when you, like, I'm saying that, you know, the point out, like, when you with a crowd and the crowd all riled up, actually, even with the Black Lives Matter, they was there to protest. Then you had other factions in there that was there to stir up shit.
But you know what's so funny? Since you draw that up, it's just too funny that when it was Black Lives Matter, even though it was a separate crowd getting shit really hype, the America didn't want to separate. Everything was Black Lives Matter. Now this shit here, they got four or five different factions in here. Oh, this ain't everybody. No, you had the protesters, you had the rioters, then you had the people with firearms. So It's so funny how now they want to departmentalize each little group. But when it was Black Lives Matter, everybody black. Everybody Black Lives Matter.
And you're surprised why.
Not surprised.
And you got to remember, the president was saying it was some good people there and there was some bad people there on both sides. He's downplaying it.
Yeah.
And then they coming up with their own little theories about the, who's that, Antifa and all them?
Yeah.
There's a trouble. They just make shit up as they go along.
But I'm saying, who the hell acts like this, man, because you lost the election? I mean, who acts like this? I mean, this is some shit. That again, if you're just getting into understanding politics, or this might be the first president that you actually follow, every president after this is going to have you scratching your head. All you're going to be able to say is, "Well, that's not what Donald Trump did." Yeah, but that was some bullshit that Donald Trump did. But as he leaves, one thing I will say that I hope presidents take from his ass, man, you can get shit done. He just wanted some different type shit done, but you can get shit done. Will we agree? I mean, and it don't take forever. As we used to say, and as a drill sergeant, you know, don't take all day.
What did he get done, though?
I mean, watch this.
Executive orders.
Wait a minute, hold on. His executive
orders. McConnell got shit done.
Don't matter. So I guess the Democrats got to run the same. You know, we got to run the same playbook.
But I want to know, what did he get done?
He got money for that damn wall that Mexico was supposed to build, and Mexico they still owe us for that wall.
Some of that money he was raising, he put that shit in his pocket.
Yo, bro,
what's that? Mexico.
How long is that wall? Like 1,500,000 miles. He got 400 miles.
No,
he got 400 miles of it done.
What's this? He wasted money, and you know what? Again, everybody just forgot. We're going to build a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. I ain't seen Mexico write Ned check. And everybody just forgot about that.
The reason I said that to you as well, because that's one of the rallying cries that a lot of the Republicans and stuff have, that Trump did so much. And I'm just waiting for somebody to truly tell me what he did for years.
Well, the only thing they got to stand on, which they claim, is he made the economy good, but the economy was already good before he even came into office.
Other than
giving them a tax break, I see nothing.
The guy, my boss, he a Trumper, and I asked him, you know, what is it about Trump? What did he do so good? Because everybody wants to talk about, you know, how much he's done for the country and stuff. You know what he came up with? The fact that they made Jerusalem the capital.
Yeah. Hey, watch this. But let me tell you some of the things that, again, this is from the mess. This is from co-producer's source. All right, so take this with a little bullshit. All right. Trump administration accomplishments. Unprecedented economic boom. So this starts off with some bullshit. Before the China virus invaded our shores, we built the world's most prosperous economy. America gained 7 million new jobs, more than three times government expert projections. Middle-class family income increased nearly 6,000. The unemployment rate reached a low of 3.5%, achieved 4 months in a row of more job openings than job hirings. More Americans reported being employed than ever before. This man did his thing, man. Jobless claims hit a nearly 50-year low. The number of people claiming everything is unemployment.
And he did more for black folk than any other president since Lincoln.
Besides Lincoln.
He's our great savior. You didn't know that?
Oh, okay, man. I had to get quiet for a minute, man, because I was hoping you were bullshitting, OG. Come on. You almost had me. You lost me for a second because you said that, and I didn't hear no snickering in there. I'm going to be like, oh, Lord, OG done lost his mind, y'all.
My daughter believes I did anyway, so that's nothing.
I ain't getting in that. I'm not getting what I'm not messing with that, but no, no, I'm not in that. I'm gonna find something else. Oh my God. All right. Hey, well, another thing that he did, his life saving response to the China virus. I mean, they just picked anything and said, hey, yeah, make that sound good. COVID virus. Okay, we're going to change that too. That, I mean, that's how he rolled, man.
Yeah, no. He rolled like that. He wanted them to name the vaccine after him.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, okay?
Crazy.
Some shit like that, man, I don't care, man. If that's, if you're the president, now watch this. If you're the president, even though you was in a lame duck posture, and the vaccine, I don't give a shit if they name that Donald Trump vaccine, the Trumper, or whatever the hell they want to call it. I'm not taking it regardless, but if I was to take it, the fact that they call it Donald Trump vaccine won't stop me from taking it. That's just crazy.
Some people would have took it because it was named Donald Trump vaccine.
Okay.
That would have been the opposite. The Affordable Care Act. And calling it Obamacare. If you notice, the Republicans, they never called it the Affordable Care Act. They called it Obamacare.
Right. Well, that's the point I was making, too, is everybody, Obama didn't go out and say, okay, this is Obamacare. He said, no, this is the Affordable Care Act. They named it after him. Trump said, no, forget all that other stuff. Just name this after me.
I'm just saying, not that he got a right or there's nothing. In fact, I'll put it like this. After he leaves the White House, this should be a ceremony, right? This should be a ceremony. They should say, from this day forward, you can't even speak that damn name in this thing. Huh? You can't. You'll be thrashed if I catch you saying that name on White House property.
They need about 3 years to clean up all his mess. They got to say his name.
Man. Watch this. It is going to be hard. I'll probably say the first 9 months without having a meeting that starts off with, okay, that bullshit that you did last week, we don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. We just go, I don't know what it was, but if that's how you conducted a meeting under the last administration, change. We don't do that. So it's going to be a whole lot of that, man. But I'm really glad that they have control of the Senate. So at least, okay, show me what you got, Joe. Now, everybody, all the cards are in your hand. And if 45 didn't show you nothing else, he showed you. You can get a lot of shit done quick. Like, I think it's freaking humorous that the Senate has a debate. Do we want to do impeachment or do we want to do confirmation? I say you do both, and I don't really give a shit how long it take you, because you got to remember, even if you got to grind out, when I say grind out, I mean for senators, I'm talking about, you know, every day, 5 days a week. No, we're not campaigning. We lobbying. I mean, we writing bills. We're voting on shit. You do that for about 2 months, you can get both done. We're gonna do confirmations on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on Tuesday and Thursday, we're gonna make sure Donald Trump get impeached. That ain't hard.
But we don't work Friday. We're on the way home on Friday.
Well, see that's what I'm saying. We gotta change
that's
that.
That's not how they make their money. They make their money by people coming to them, trying to push for certain issues and putting money in their pockets.
I understand.
And they turn
that.
Around and start.
But right
saying,
now, no.
In other words,
no,
they ain't
no.
giving up their money.
Yeah, but now is the time. Well, this don't go.
Yeah.
Now is the
Nothing.
Time. Is okay, y'all, congressmen, do some damn work. This country is in a mess.
Earn
we need y'all. We need y'all to do a 540 for 2 months. Then the rest of the then
Come
after
on.
That's over,
go
y'all can
to
go back
regular
to your 5 hours a week.
Come on, that's all I'm saying. Because I think it's funny. Do we want to impeach or do we want to get people do confirmations? Well, God, y'all lawyers. I mean, come on, man. Do your do some lawyers.
Do the damn confirmation.
No,
you get
both.
The country running again.
Hell no, do both. No,
you could do both.
Sure, you can do both.
That's a side issue.
That's not a side issue. That's the main issue.
It is.
It is equally as important as rebuilding this nation. That's what I believe.
They're talking about they shouldn't do this impeachment thing. They need to let the country heal, but that's how the Republicans are.
Ain't
they're
no
dirty.
Healing, man.
Now they want to act like they got sense.
But they're gonna come. Watch this. They're gonna come at the Democrats and our old soft, forgiving ass. And they.
I don't think they can chew gum and walk at the same time. I don't.
Hey, they did it when they wanted to get that judge in there in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Boom. When they wanted to get her in there, they did it. It can be done.
A normal Senate confirmation.
Republicans are going to be nice.
They don't have to be. We are the majority now.
Because
it don't matter.
They can filibuster you behind.
No.
You need 60 votes.
Okay.
You need 60 votes. You only got 50.
You need 60. You're talking about impeachment.
You only got 50.
You talking about for impeachment. We're going to work that in. I didn't say we was going to impeach him in the first day.
Watch
but we're going to work and build that case up. And some of those Republicans, they already got 10 that's on their side. They only need 16.
Yeah, because that was a horrible act that man he spoke into existence. It was horrible. That's how you say it.
That's the thing though. If you're a Republican and you're up for re-election next year, you're not probably going to go with that idea about impeachment because you're worried about getting re-elected.
But wait a minute. Let's go deeper for a second. Hold on. Let's go deeper for a second. Do you realize that 74% of the of the flipping Republican Party still believe that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president? Come on now.
That's because that's those new Republicans. Forget about the Tea Party, but that's these new Republicans. They really on that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they done had two cups of that Kool-Aid, and they on that.
That's right,
why
but
even,
I, but
though, even though he had them people come there not knowing what they was gonna do, and they went inside the Capitol. When they came back, them people still sat up there and tried to deny that Biden won the election.
Right, because they looking at it like you still got 74 million people following you. We know it's crazy. But I can't get a job without these people.
No.
I have one question. Seriously.
What's your question, brother?
How come every time we talk about a number, the number gets bigger and bigger?
Because
we keep talking like this. He's going to have more damn votes than Biden did.
No, Biden had 87. I'll expand his number. He had 87.
Yeah, watch this.
Trump
as long
had 71.
As long as Biden had one more, that's all that matters, man. One more.
Nah, he needed more than one
more.
He had one more.
Now it's up to 73.
Hey, listen. Wait a minute. If Biden would have had just one more, right now, National Guard, they'd be full out. They'd
be
full
of
going on right now. Yeah, it would be.
You damn right.
But you know what? Here's what I don't get. And I got a couple of Trump supporters that work with me, man. Again, I just find them humorous, but because I just cannot believe if you understand Trump put the judges in place, if you understand his own Republican Party, we're not even talking Democrats, told him, Mr. President, you just took an ass whooping, man. There ain't nothing else went on there. In fact, this was probably one of the purest elections they had.
Yeah, but
so
because he put them judges and stuff in place, when he did come at them with this voter fraud stuff, he was banking on them, backing them up behind this.
I know. But now that he said, since that don't work, what Rudy say, trial by combat. Come on, Rudy. Because watch this. I noticed you haven't even heard Rudy's name through all of this. You heard Trump's name. Now, I'm almost certain that Rudy's name won't come up to after the inauguration. That much I'm almost certain of. Because Rudy going to pay for that shit, man. Because yeah, the New York bar,
him,
the New York bar already kicked his ass out, right?
Yeah, he bumped his head.
No, not
the Bar Association. It was like an elite club for lawyers, but they didn't kick him off the bar.
Oh, okay. I thought you was getting ready to say Bar Association, a bar. They just told him don't come back in anymore.
Probably.
Yo, yeah, we don't want your money's no good in here anymore, Rudy. Yeah, we know you used to be the mayor. But I tell you what, though, I know that, what's the young lady's name? Roberta Kaplan. Yeah, she said she about to make his life real difficult.
Yeah.
But you said she just want money, though, right?
Right.
Money. I mean, she going to try to take what money he got. Okay.
Civil. Yeah, she handles civil suits. And she said it just seemed like everybody just lining up at the door coming to her. Because she had no prisoner.
Here's the thing that the Republicans like to talk about Trump. He's the only president that didn't get us into a war.
Say it again?
Yeah.
He's the only president that didn't get us into a war.
We're fighting each other. That's not war. We're fighting each other. That's not war.
Oh, no. Wait a minute now. He had a domestic skirmish. Yeah, they call it a skirmish.
No, I'm saying that don't count when you think this country is yours.
Right, yeah. That don't count as a war because, first of all, who they fighting? Because we ain't real. Our votes don't even count.
They're fighting each other.
But they don't consider us other.
That's not a fight.
They don't consider us the other.
But see, but you got to remember now, hold on. This is much bigger than just us. Oh, this is what's this,
right.
When they try to kill, when he didn't give a damn about his vice president, this just became everybody. This is way bigger than some black and white issues, man. Yeah, this is way bigger than that. Because right now,
he didn't care about his vice president because his vice president didn't do like he wanted him to do.
And you know what? He sure as hell said that the day before. He said, my vice president will go in there and do the right thing. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. But if he don't, he's not that good a friend.
Right.
And his punk butt still won't do anything. He could have did the 25th Amendment.
He's thinking about running. That's why. Everybody's thinking about being
running. He got to understand that, I can't dump this man because if he's following is really what they say it is, I'm going to need that. And if I shit on him, I don't have that. Because right now, everybody knows that. You know how like sometimes you got a good president and a strong vice president? Well, everybody know that ain't Mike Pence. His whole identity is you just a straight yes man for your boss. We don't expect you to have anything different to say other than what Donald has programmed you to say. And for him to change that now, it's going
to be
president.
But we might want you to be president in another 4 years, though.
We got 4 years to groom you, man. We got to make sure that you will do what we want done without all this bullshit that your boss bought. Because watch this. We want you to do the same thing, but we don't need all the fanfare.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We want you to do the same thing, but we got to do it different. They peaked that one. They seen us coming that time. But we coming back. Our playbook is the same, but instead of passing so much, we're just going to run the ball a lot.
Well, all right.
Say again.
He gave them the blueprint.
Trump. Yeah, he did. And again, through all that craziness that he bought, I'm sure that there's something in there that somebody could use to only thing I think that he bought that somebody can use is how to expedite some shit, man. I mean, again, I wasn't really on board with nothing he wanted to expedite, but he showed it can be done. Because I don't care what nobody say, even though I don't give a damn if it was 1 foot or 1 mile. For us to come up and take money from the military, trying to redo Social Security to pay for that damn wall that he said Mexico was supposed to buy. If we can do that, we can do anything.
All right.
There's no reason for that.
That's another thing, too, that he did. He made the military stronger. And then, you know, a lot of people talk about Trump like he's very masculine.
Take us home. Take us home, man. What do you mean
do
by
you
that,
think
man?
Ted Cruz, do you think Ted Cruz, why he'd be getting on his ass when she'd be home? Like, how can you back this nigga? He called me ugly. And he's sitting up there kissing his ass.
And on that note, hold on. We got to land the mothership. On that note, I do thank you for hanging out with the Addict tonight. Again, I don't know what's the title of this show. You just got to check us out. And sometimes we go off the top like that. But I do thank you for hanging out with us. We want to be part of your podcast library. Tell a phone, tell a friend. On Monday nights, 7 o'clock, The Addict, we're always on it again. Let's say goodnight, folks.
Night,
buddy.
Night.
And as always, goodnight, John Boy. Hey, I got to get my Petey Green back, too. I just thought about that. All right.
Plus, if you notice, black people don't do that Walton shit, that good night. Because if you start that, you know what? That door bust open, it'd be that mother and daddy be like, y'all shut the hell up and take your ass to bed.